This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has no resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 14th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and wow, what a roller coaster ride of a week we've had since last Saturday. You know, we were sitting here last Saturday during the phone calls just kind of speculating on what we see coming on the horizon. And, you know, I had yesterday afternoon, I had planned on, I'm going to do all news that's not coronavirus related. Because everybody, no matter what website you go to, I can go to my local TV station websites here in North Carolina, all coronavirus stories, every single one, unless, you know, they got a cat out of a tree or something. And same way regionally and nationally, everything is coronavirus. National emergency been declared now. Everything called off. I mean, I know I'm telling you guys stuff that you know, but I had a pretty busy week, didn't really keep up. I mean, I watched the roller coaster ride on the stock market. You know, many of us have thought for several years that a correction needed to come, that it was overinflated and that there was going to be some type of correction. Is the coronavirus the cover for the correction? I don't know. It looks like it may well be. But I was talking to Ken just prior to going on, and he is seeing where he's at, what I'm seeing where I'm at. Yesterday, you know, a small county, two grocery stores in a Wally World, and I rolled by the grocery store about, I don't know, yesterday morning, maybe 8:30. It was pretty early. And, I mean, they're just coming out with cartloads of toilet paper. You know, the crap apocalypse is upon us. But bare shelves, I mean, stuff empty. I know that, you know, the people are not prepared for anything, but at the same time, this extreme media hype over 41 deaths, it seems surreal. A lot of this feels odd, and I tell you what, I'm going to change up our format a little bit today. I've got a couple of clips that I want to play. I've got a couple of Tucker Carlson, and I'm playing it to give you one. He's got some good information in there, and two, this is what, you know, the majority of the people watching news from a conservative angle is watching, is, you know, Fox News, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and whatnot. We'll get to that, but I'm going to mix it up and probably we'll try to get all this in by the bottom of the hour and then go to the phones way earlier. We always run short on time, and I feel like I'm rushing everybody. When we go to the phones today, I'd like to give people time to give your perspective on what we're seeing here. You know, it feels like they're taking us somewhere. This is me speaking. It feels like they're taking us somewhere. Are we being conditioned that this is the new normal? You know, checkpoints for viruses, taking us to some sort of mandated vaccination. I don't know. Like the state of North Carolina now supposedly has like 17 people infected. Well, you know, a lot of these people supposedly are recovering. Now, there's all kinds of reports out there. That's why it's kind of hard to get your foot on solid ground. I mean, I've got the story here. Hopefully we'll get to it. And I do have some news that's not coronavirus related. So we'll get to that too. But I've got the story here where, like, you know, Iran is claiming this was a Zionist-created virus. China is saying maybe the U.S. military is how it got into China. So we've got this finger-pointing. We've got conspiracy theories out there that abound. But, you know, I mean, think about it from this perspective. What if we took as serious as we're taking these 41 deaths? And I know someone's going to call in and say, well, you know, you can't predict the future. What's it going to be in a month from now? Maybe it'll be 10,000 deaths, you know? Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know either. But I'm just saying, what if we took as serious as we're taking these 41 deaths from the coronavirus? What if we took as serious all of the murders that's committed by illegal aliens in this country amongst the native population? What if we took those deaths as serious and, you know, went at it with all this vigor to seal the borders and to throw all the illegal aliens out? You know, what if we took as serious the rapes by illegals? Let me tell you something. Here in this area, at any given time, I can look at my local TV station websites out of Charlotte or Raleigh or Greensboro, and there'll be an illegal alien that's raped a minor or some horrendous act. You know, there's always, I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up. There's always one going the wrong way on the interstate drunk, hitting somebody, you know? I mean, that's like a reoccurring event every weekend around here, you know, somewhere. But so what if we took that as serious? Or you could point your finger at so many different things that that is allowed to take place in this country because, you know, the sellout traders won't enforce the immigration laws that's on the books. And then you've got these snowflake buffoons that run these sanctuary cities with policies that are completely detrimental to the native population. You know, what if we took that as serious? We could get something done in this country, but no, we have to put up with all this mass invasion, which, you know, leads to various drugs and diseases coming over the border. That's a-okay, but, you know, there's 41 people dying from the coronavirus. We're going to shut down the entire country. You know, it's going to have a very negative economic impact because of travel and, you know, sporting events and what have you. So when we do go to the phones, I'd like to get you guys' opinions on, you know, the direction that this is being used to take us. Who was it? Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, they've got a good crisis going here. They have got the people scared senseless. People are rushing out to clean out the stores, I guess, you know, from me to Ken, from North Carolina to Texas. And it just seems like, you know, I said last week, this thing can go three different directions. And there's obviously more than three directions it could go, but I just gave out three. One, you know, it'll disappear in a couple of months and that'll be that. Two, it becomes the new normal. You have cold flu and coronavirus season. Or three, you know, it'll kill a whole bunch of people and be, you know, a big pandemic. But I don't know. They're saying that like 14% of the people that get it and then get over it, re-catch it. Now, you know, I'm using numbers from various news stories, and it's really hard because there's so much information out there. Hong Kong doctors released a report yesterday saying that about 20 to 30% of the people that recovered had lost some capacity of their lung capacity. They couldn't breathe as well now after recovery, supposedly. You know, and I'm gonna use supposedly a lot. And then, you know, we've got these celebrities that supposedly have it and all these politicians that are in self-quarantine. I think a lot of that, now I'm just, this is my opinion, they don't really have it. They're just saying that so they can disappear and they don't have to, you know, go anywhere or do anything, especially with these self-quarantining politicians. But maybe, you know, maybe not. I don't know. There's a lot here that we just don't know for sure. You know, if this is a psyop being operated to take the world, you know, this is one to take the world into some new direction, the problem, reaction, solution. They give you the problem, then you have the reaction, and then they give you a solution that would not have been palatable unless you went through problem and reaction. To me, it just seems to have that kind of feel. Of course, RBN audience, RB and Host are all very suspect, very suspicious of everything, been burned so many different ways. You know, Sunday, Stephen Allen, I believe it was Steve, it might have been Allen, but I believe it was Steve, ran down a list. It was really pretty cool. A list of all the things, like every year, you know, there's something to scare us. Remember Zika? I don't know, time flies. A couple of years ago, it was down in Florida, Zika, remember. But Steve, or Alan, had run down a list, like, dating back to the year, I don't know, 2000 or something, all the way up to now. And every year, there seems to be something, you know, that the American people is supposed to be scared of. But this one is obviously to a new level. So, with all that said, let's play. This is video number two. Let's play Tucker Carlson. Regular life has been suspended, Kim.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Back in January, we first reported on this show about what we described then as a serious viral outbreak that appeared to be rising from a city called Wuhan in eastern China. At the time, the outbreak sounded ominous and potentially important, but still very far away. Today, less than 2 months later, the Chinese coronavirus is officially a national emergency here in the United States. The president announced that this afternoon at a press conference in the Rose Garden.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency.
President, on to explain measures designed to both check the spread of the virus and to help the country recover and certainly weather the economic disruption it's causing. The president's state of emergency declaration frees up $50 billion to battle the pandemic. Regulations governing the length of hospital stays will be waived. Most visits to nursing homes will be suspended. The president also announced a total freeze on interest payments on the nation's $1.5 trillion in federal student loans. No more payments for a while. He said the government will purchase billions of barrels of oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're going to fill it to the top, he said. Then, in response to inadequate testing across the country, a subject that's gotten quite a bit of attention, he announced a new initiative to open drive-through testing facilities.
The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car.
We'll have more on the problems with testing for the virus in just a minute. The president's announcement today seemed to calm markets a bit. After dropping 10 points yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by more than 9%, with most of the gains coming after the president spoke. Still, across America, regular life is all but suspended right now, as you know well. Sporting events, concerts, and plays are being canceled, so are religious ceremonies. The Mormon Church stopped all services worldwide. At this moment, there are about 2,200 confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. There have been 48 deaths. Those are not huge numbers in a country of 320 million, but there is reason tonight to believe this could be the beginning of something bigger. In Italy, another 250 people died just today. It was the worst day yet. In Spain, dozens are dying every day. Countries are starting to take dramatic measures in response to this. Many are remembering the value of having borders after having forgotten for quite a while. Denmark, Poland, and the Czech Republic have all closed themselves off from outsiders, and they're not likely to be the last countries to do that. In Iran, which could be the country hit hardest of all globally, the military has been called out to clear the streets.
Okay, there you have a little bit of an update from Tucker Carlson. It is interesting how now people are actually discussing what borders may play a role, protecting a nation, sealing your borders. You know, I think that early on has been Russia's secret to it. Now, Joe Biden, his first point of the Joe Biden coronavirus action plan is to stop what, the virus? No, silly you. What does Joe Biden want to stop? Racism. He's going to stop racism because preventing hurt feelings is a really important priority when dealing with a global pandemic. The very first point of Joe Biden's plan to stop the spread of the coronavirus in the United States highlights the need to stop acts of racism. In the first section of Biden's plan, restoring trust, credibility, and common purpose, curbing misinformation, and stopping xenophobia are listed as the goals. Stop the political theater and willful misinformation that has heightened confusion and discrimination, states the plan, adding that this communication is essential to combating the dangerous epidemic of fear, chaos, and stigmatization that can overtake communities faster than the virus. Acts of racism against the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities must not be tolerated, according to the plan. You know, isn't it amazing that all these buffoons, they try to paint every single thing. They go out looking for racism in everything. Everything is racist. You know, Joe Biden said, I believe it was Thursday, that calling it a foreign-born illness was racist. You can't say foreign-born. That's racist. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I am so sick of everything being about racism, you know? And Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, all of these elitists and actors and musicians that are constantly always lecturing everybody endlessly about racism, I think all of that, people are just tired of it. They don't care anymore, okay? You know, I did the story maybe last week where a group of college kids had a coronavirus party, and the college was investigating them as to that being some sort of racist event because they had a coronavirus party. I mean, someone is always looking to complain about everything now and paint with the widest brush possible that everybody is racist. Ken says identity politics equals totalitarianism. That's true. Well, it is really interesting where we find ourselves at with this massive hysteria they're putting the population through, to the point that everybody, I bet it's going on right now in this county, is out at the grocery stores. And when the one Ken was talking about, he said, you know, even the meat was all gone. The eggs were all gone. You know, there was a few things left, but, you know, all the toilet paper, paper towels was gone. So I always find it interesting when, you know, we haven't seen something like this, but when we do see natural disasters or whatever, how completely people are so completely unprepared, even down to the fact of just having a case or two of bottled water laying around. You would think in your mind that most people would at least just in their cupboards and their cabinets and whatnot have a week or two they could get by on, you know, not just, you know, always got a 4-pack or less of toilet paper, but apparently that is not the way the American people live, the majority of them. They live, you know, week to week on a shoestring, and they don't put back food or medicine or, you know, various paper goods that you may need if the supply chain was broken for a while. I mean, I guess the people don't think in that mindset. You know, under Obama, we had, remember the prepping shows that were on all the time, which I thought was insane. If I was prepping to that level, like the last thing I'd want a TV show to come and document it and tell everybody what I've got or whatnot. But they were really popular. But, you know, it makes you wonder if the right, the conservative right, the alt-right or whatever, has gotten so complacent under Donald Trump, thinking everything's going to be all right, that nothing could happen. And here, you know, whether they are doing this to create the normalization of this in American society, where driving up and having people in hazmat suits test you becomes the new norm, or whether this is all going to quickly play out or some other scenario, I don't know. But this feels like that they are really making the American people live in a fear of a mass death pandemic worldwide, when the signs of it so far don't show that it's going in that direction. When we come back, we'll play. I've got a couple other things I want to play. I've got a little bit of other news, then we're going to go to the phones. Back in moments. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Studio running down some of the news. We were talking about Joe Biden before we finished picking on him. How about what he said there in Detroit to the guy that Biden said, I'm not going to take your AR-14, and then went on to use a bunch of derogatory terms to the I think it was an auto worker. I mean, I want to take your gun away, sir, but no, I don't want you to be any kind of racist. How about this? I got to get this in while we're on this subject. A 41-year-old woman was arrested Tuesday and is being held on $1,000 bail for carving the words "White Pride" into the sidewalk in front of a black-owned fitness center in Johnson City, Tennessee. Mahogany Tig, a 41-year-old black woman, was charged with committing vandalism of less than $1,000 in front of the D.C. Fitness and held at the Washington County Detention Center. The owner of the gym, Derek Carson, said he arrived at work at 5 a.m. to discover the scrawl. He alerted police and reviewed the security camera video that discovered Tig had used a rock to etch the words into the pavement, Carlson told ABC network affiliate WJHL. So this is another, you know, black people creating racism hoaxes, you know. The incident was only the latest report in a series of possible hate crime hoaxes. A Mississippi man has been arrested and charged with insurance fraud and evidence tampering after he claimed he awoke one morning to find his two cars painted with racist graffiti and the word Trump on them. Jermaine Foster was arrested and charged with insurance fraud and tampering with evidence on February 28th in Memphis, Tennessee, suburb of South Haven, Mississippi. That was more than 3 weeks after he called police in the report to say his car and truck had been vandalized. In another case near Atlanta, police arrested former NFL player Edwin Kaufman in September for allegedly staging a hate crime at his own restaurant and ice cream shop. So I just wanted to say, you know, while we see fools like Biden going around and, you know, he's referring to white people, but white people's being racist against Asians, or white people's being racist against something all the time. That's all they do. Many of these events, and of course, the granddaddy of them all, Jesse Smollett, but many of these events have been proven time and time and time again. Of course, they don't get any mainstream news coverage. At least they may at the beginning, but then when it's proven to be a hate hoax, well, you know, it's on page 13 in the newspaper, if at all, and no one reports on it. So in a lot of people's minds, you know, they think this stuff is going on because they hear about the initial report. They don't hear about perhaps the follow-up, but there's a whole rash apparently going on along across the country of these hate crime hoaxes to try to make it look like, you know, that there's this vast swarm of white nationalist Nazi supremacists loose in the country. Of course, the FBI director saying he wanted to make white supremacy equal to the terrorist threat of ISIS. I mean, all of this propaganda constantly in the media. And a lot of it's manufactured through these hate crime hoaxes. At least a part of it is. So, you know, we're such a divided country. I mean, you go back and you look at how things has changed over the decades. We've got our police in the schools now. We could point to so many different statistics and metrics where this country is much worse off. The society is much worse off. They're less safe. There's more crime. There's more violence. There's no go zones. This multicultural experiment that's been going on now for at least the last 50 years in this country, or at least it's really ratcheted up as far as, you know, I know growing up we didn't have Muslim populations here, and it's a clash of cultures. It doesn't work. They know it doesn't work. That's why they follow this recipe, and they get the desired result, which is all of these clashes between the civilizations and but practically anarchy, but at least a much higher level of crime and violence than you would see in a population that's all one race for the most part. I mean, you just don't see this kind of stuff in other countries that you see here constantly, and it's getting much worse. The division is getting bigger, not smaller, and there's no amount of appeasement that's going to rectify this. That's been tried. And all the while, you know, the media is fanning the flames of this division. They're not trying to bring the country together in any way, shape, or form. That's why they allow, you know, music lyrics that say some of the derogatory terms that they say, especially within the genre of rap. So, with that said, we're going to be coming up on the break. When we come back, I've got a couple things I wanted to play. Also, this is not in the news. Well, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Studio running down an RT story. Now, this is, I got a couple of stories. This is the news that won't be in the news for sure. Yellow vests defy COVID-19 lockdown and tear gas to protest Macron's government. Now, this has totally been dropped off by the mainstream media. I don't think they have covered this in a year. It's been going on over a year. Yellow vest demonstrators aren't letting a ban on mass gatherings or fears of coronavirus stop them from expressing their opposition to the French government and are staging their weekly protests in Paris. France Interior Minister Christopher Castaner on Friday banned all gatherings of more than 100 people, but hundreds of demonstrators are continuing the weekly yellow vest vigils and are protesting at Paris landmarks. Now, I'm looking at some of the pictures and video from this, and I'm here to tell you, this is a real protest. This is not 8 or 10 people gathered around standing with a yellow vest. I mean, it's the tear gas, the riot gear, the whole nine yards. Thousands of French security forces personnel hit the streets of the capital in a bid to clamp down on the movement, which has now been running for 70 consecutive weeks. So, yeah, I think it was November or December of 2018 when this started. Also, I would like to advocate that we bring the military home around the world and fight the stink bug. I don't know about what's going on in the climate where you guys are at, but we're having a little bit of an early spring here. And I'm here to tell you, it is like a stink bug, a thon or something here. I just wanted to say that quickly. Anyway, my phone was ringing. So eyewitness footage show riot police firing tear gas in a bid to subdue the activists as the protests spiraled toward violence. In a televised address to the nation on Thursday, presidential globalist puppet Emmanuel Macron announced school closures and urged people to avoid close contact for fear of spreading the virus, which has killed 79 people in France and infected more than 3,600. So there you have it. Mainstream media not covering any of the fact that there is massive weekend protests going into the 71st week, and mainstream media not covered it. Another thing happened this past week that mainstream media didn't cover. Millennial Millie attends a protest in Jefferson City, Missouri. This came in from InfoWars. At the Capitol, where Drag Queen Story Hour advocates rallied against a new bill giving parents more control over the content presented to children in the public libraries. Now, I'm here to tell you, the pictures from this is something to say. So, the drag queens that are part of the Drag Queen Story Hour, and we all know, if you've ever listened to this broadcast, you should know all about that. They all turned out to the Missouri Capital, Jefferson City, where they wanted to oppose a new bill for the horror of giving parents more control over content presented in public libraries, which, you know, public libraries is where the public funds the library. And I know it must be astonishing to these snowflakes, but I think a much larger percentage of the population is opposed to just a pure gay pride parade inside the library to take your children to. Now, I know a bunch of these mentally ill people do take their children to these events, and that's beyond me to understand, you know, their rationale. But, you know, there's still a lot of people, I believe, when we take phone calls, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that they're not quite ready to embrace living in a gay pride parade. And that's what they're trying to turn the libraries into, and really society in general. I mean, we are going down a road of degeneracy in this country in the last 3 or 4 years. You can put your own numbers on it. That has really, it's been more rapid than I would have ever imagined. All right, I've got a clip. Here'll be a good place to play it. I wanted to play, this is, I know I'm playing a lot of Tucker Carlson for you guys, but this is Tucker Carlson, and he's discussing what Israel did with regards to the coronavirus. So let's play video one.
The global death toll of the Chinese coronavirus currently sits at almost 5,000 people. That's the official number. In Iran, officials haven't even confirmed a total of 500 deaths. That's what they're claiming. And yet satellite image suggests authorities are evacuating massive trenches to hold the bodies of victims. So the lesson there, and you knew this, governments lie. But they're not the only people who lie. As the death toll rises, it's important to never forget how we got here. This pandemic came out of China, and it came out of China for a reason. That's a country with poor health practices. It's a country where government officials deliberately covered up the early stages of the virus when it could have been stopped before it spread out of control. In fact, the outbreak may have begun not in a public meat market, but in a poorly run Chinese laboratory. Now, that's not our theory. Anyone who raises that theory on American television is attacked as a conspiracy monger. But this is a theory from a now-censored Chinese paper. A draft paper posted in mid-February, scientists at the South China University of Technology suggested that the virus outbreak, coronavirus outbreak, began at the Wuhan Center for Disease Control, where an animal may have infected a researcher who then spread the disease outside the facility. The paper is explicit about this. We're going to quote it. "The killer coronavirus probably originated from a laboratory in Wuhan," end quote. Now, we have no idea if that's actually true. But again, those were Chinese researchers making an evidence-based argument about the origin of this virus. That paper has since been taken down. No explanation has been offered for that, though you can guess. Instead, China, the same country that controls 96% of antibiotics we use in this nation, the same country that is warning to cut off drug exports to the U.S. to kill Americans, is now trying to hide the reality of where coronavirus came from. In fact, they're doing worse than that. The Communist Party of China is trying to blame the virus on America. Li Jianzhao is a spokesman for China's foreign ministry. A week ago, Zhao attacked anyone who dared to link the virus to China.
Certain media say this coronavirus is a China virus. This is extremely irresponsible, and we firmly oppose that. We are still tracing the origin of the virus, and there is no conclusion yet.
That was last week. Zhao has evolved since then. Today on Twitter, he accused America of creating the virus. Quote, when did patient zero begin in U.S.? How many people are infected? What are the names of the hospitals? It might be U.S. Army that brought the epidemic to Wuhan. Be transparent. Make public your data. U.S. owes us an explanation, exclamation point. Keep in mind, these are the people, the Chinese leadership that our media class has allied with, has sucked up to for years, has made every excuse for endlessly. Even when China blamed the United States for a plague they unleashed, even when the Chinese government threatened to murder our citizens by cutting off drugs, our media continued to take their side. Watch this.
The president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. And I think it's going to smack, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia.
That was CNN's Jim Acosta, a poisonous moron. Amazingly, though, it was just 2 months ago, and we keep track, that Acosta was sending tweets himself about the, quote, Wuhan coronavirus. He hadn't yet received his orders from Jeff Zucker, who receives his from China, so that was okay. But now, the word is out. Must protect China at all costs. Even presidential candidates are playing along. Watch this.
Downplaying it, being overly dismissive, or spreading misinformation is only going to hurt us and further advantage the spread of the disease. But neither should we panic or fall back on xenophobia. Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration.
So it's our fault. Just to be clear, describing a virus from Wuhan as the Wuhan virus is not xenophobia, it's accuracy. And anyone who says otherwise is lying, and probably for a reason. In any crisis, our government's chief obligation is to the lives of our citizens. It's not to other countries. It's not to the GDP. It's certainly not to the Communist Party of China. But for our ruling class, the highest priority of all is now and always wokeness. That and approval from Beijing tells you everything about them.
All right. That covered some of what I'd said about Biden. I thought that clip went into discussing Israel. He discussed the fact that how Israel had taken measures that had really stopped the flow of the coronavirus, and you know, no one's calling them racist for it, you know, but only in America. And then Biden, if you call it a foreign-born, if you say it's a Wuhan virus, you know, that's racist. I mean, that is where we find ourselves at today. Now, I've got one more clip, and I'm playing this to give you a contrast of all the information that's being put out by various sources. Let's play video three, Alex Jones, Kim.
President Trump won the trade war against the communist Chinese. And I said on air, they're getting ready to strike back. Then President Trump came out and announced that coming up on April 15th, he would launch a new huge tax cut for the middle class that would be sure to supercharge our economy even more. Well, the deep state has struck back, and they admit they're openly trying to tank our economy.
Panic attack. The coronavirus has unleashed a wave of panic across the country, evidenced by runs on hand sanitizer and face masks.
Breaking news, markets just opened and down 1,700.
Here in the United States, 607 cases, 26 deaths in 36 states.
Some members of Congress in self-quarantine.
We are at a critical moment with governments around the world taking action and companies canceling travel and cities calling off big public gatherings.
The Dow headed for its worst single day point loss since
the Great Recession and the financial crisis.
The biggest one-day point drop ever.
With stocks falling more than 2,000 points.
The largest tech companies, including Apple, Microsoft, Google,
Google, Facebook, and Amazon, wiping out more than $320 billion in value.
The coronavirus weighs on demand. When factories are closed, people aren't traveling, consumers aren't out and about. Want to get a sense of what the odds are that this tips us into recession, and how should the government respond?
This is not a great number for President Trump. You see here his approval rating on handling of coronavirus is 41%.
Every hour, every day, you can feel the spread of the virus.
Here's the deal. This is why we're panicked.
There's a place called Hard Labor in Georgia. Yes, it's a former prisoner camp for slave labor. And now the governor has announced the state police are setting up a camp for people that test positive for the coronavirus. The hysteria that we predicted 6 weeks ago that we witnessed in China has now been exported to the United States. And the whole thing is a giant fraud. The whole thing is a huge big pharma, deep state, Chi-Com hoax.
All right, there you heard Alex Jones' take on it. I'm going to, for the rest of the broadcast, take your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to weigh in your opinions on the coronavirus, or, you know, if we're missing some other news because we are discussing the coronavirus, because it is everywhere in the news. I mean, it's almost difficult to find another subject because we're being so bombarded. So I would like to get everyone's take. You can agree, disagree. This time we're going to have time for some phone calls instead of it just being the last 30 minutes and then, you know, having to rush everybody at the end. 1-800-313-9443. Art in Georgia. Art, thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind today? What you think?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Going good.
I just find it very interesting. Personally, I'm self-quarantined only because, and I did this on my own. No, I've not been to a doctor. I've not had anybody tell me I need to quarantine. I'm purposely self-quarantining because last week I had to do some serious shopping and running around, which means I was exposed to a lot of people. There was a little bit of coughing and stuff going on among people around me, so I decided to self-quarantine for 14 days, and we'll see how things work out. If things work out, I'm good, you know. But I'm taking proactive steps, and this is what people should be doing. And I've been telling people on my broadcast, don't panic, don't freak. Don't be going out and buying up every single face mask on the shelf at your local Walmart. It's just plain stupid. Just be aware. Be looking. Pay attention to the people around you. If somebody doesn't look well, avoid them. Stay away from them. And just have as little contact as possible. Now, with that being said, I find it also absolutely hilarious. You know, people are like mad buying toilet paper off the shelf. I'm saying, what are you going to do? Repaper your walls? What's up with this? This is just crazy. People are stocking up on the stupidest things. And I was talking with the board op who said he went to one of the local stores there and the shelves were like really obviously been hit hard. But this is what happens when people panic. And there's really no reason to panic as of yet. Here in the United States, we're looking at a death rate of approximately 2 to 3%, roughly. That's not too bad, but you know when you consider the death rate of the flu pandemic, the Spanish flu of 1918-1919, which was somewhere around between 5 and 10% was the death rate, and we're only at 2 to 3%. We're doing pretty good, but when you look at modern medicine, well, we could be doing better if more stricter policies have been put in place as soon as we heard about this. But, of course, we've got the Democrats blocking everything that Trump has tried to do, like nobody coming in without being tested and other various things that Trump wanted to do, and the left shut him down. So we run into problems there. But, you know, I think a lot of people are just panicking right now. My concern is Trump's attitude. Although he did try to, you know, lock down borders and such things, he has been exposed. And we know this because we have the brilliant Brazilian, let me pull it up, I've got the article here. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro tested positive for the coronavirus less than a week after meeting with Trump. And Bolsonaro's one of his press secretary, a Washington Garten, tested positive for the illness. So Trump has been affected. Trump has been exposed. Is he sick? We don't know, but he's been exposed. And I find his cavalier mood about all of this to be a little bit disturbing. Also in the media, if we look back, it was well beyond the 1,000 death toll in the United States before Obama even thought about declaring any kind of emergency. So, but did the media criticize him? Absolutely not. We had far more deaths.
Hold that thought. And Ken says, and it's true now that Brazilian president says he was retested and he doesn't have the virus. On the other side, we'll talk about where do you think they're taking this, and then we've got Paul J. and Tony coming up. I'm joined by Art in Georgia, back in moments.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
On the alternative media feed. in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I'm joined by Art in Georgia. We got Paul J. and Tony coming up. During the break, Ken said that the $50 billion bailout may be the first bailout where the money is going to be used to actually benefit some of the middle-class Americans with regards to their jobs and whatnot, and that may be true. Let me ask you this, Art, you know, and this is anybody's guess. I mean, your guess is good as mine, but well, do you see any nefarious direction that they're taking this? Is this being used to condition the people to accept this as the new normal, or is this going to lead us into a forced vaccination situation? I mean, I'm just not exactly sure. Is it the cover for the stock market correction? I mean, what's your opinion of what we're going to see unfold in the future?
Well...
That's a tough question, and it's really tough. I don't know either. You know, who knows what these insane lunatics are doing?
Here's what I've been noticing. I've been actually following the death rate of this thing. And, you know, first of all, I find it disturbing that China is now, there are some in China who are blaming, trying to claim that U.S. troops brought the coronavirus into effect, their infect Chinese people, which, who knows, it might be true. But what I've noticed is, when you look at the death rate, we have 0.2% 10 to 19-year-old, 0.2% 20 to 29-year-old, 0.2% 30 to 39-year-old, 0.4% 40 to 49-year-old. It's not until you hit 50 to 59 where you see a jump of almost an entire 1% to 1.3%. 60 to 69-year-olds, 3.6% death rate. When you get beyond that, in the 70s, it's 8%. 80 and older is 14.8%. It's almost like, and again, remember, this is an all-new strain of coronavirus. And here is where people really need to be paying attention. You have two strains of coronavirus. I've not heard anybody talking about the really tiny details. You have two strains of the coronavirus. You have the S strain and the L strain. Now, the normal seasonal flu that everybody's familiar with is an S-strain flu, influenza. What we have with this particular COVID-19, what the 19 means, COVID is simply short for coronavirus. The 19 means this is the 19th strain that has been discovered or found out about. It's a whole new strain because it's supposedly mutated from an animal strain to a human strain. And the L strain of the influenza is far more nasty than the S strain, which means we could be looking at something far more severe than we saw with the swine flu. Again, we're at the beginning of this, okay? We're at the very beginning. We really don't have accurate numbers that we can go by, but these are the numbers we're looking at so far. And it seems like if there's any truth to the rumor that this is a manufactured, you know, an altered, genetically transformed whatever released into the population, and it was intentional to target Asians. But then there's this whole $500 billion package that's of some concern.
Hey, thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much. I got the top of the hour. We're going to come back with Paul, then Jay and Tony, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.